The Bullock Academy Gators battled with the First Presbyterian Day Vikings with the state championship on the line. Gators defeated the Vikings with a final score of 14-10 to earn the right to be called the 2024 GIAA Class Quadruple A state champions. The Gators' season ended where it began, at Allen E. Paulson in a game under the bright lights. The game came down to the final drive as the Gators came from behind in the second half to get the win. Destiny Hartwell. The game began with BA winning the coin toss and electing to receive the ball first. After a false start earlier in the drive, the Gators found themselves at 3rd and 14. Quarterback Sam Hubbard kept the ball himself and was able to get past the first down marker to extend the drive. Runs by Hubbard, Shamar Jenkins, and Danya Garvin drove BA down to the Vikings' 7-yard line. A fumble on second down set the Gators back for an eventual turnover on downs 2 plays later. The Gators' defense came ready to play as they forced a 3-and-out. However, on the punt, the returner couldn't secure the kick and the Vikings jumped on the ball to give themselves good field position. The Gators' D didn't waver as Braylon Cohn dropped First Presbyterian's quarterback Major Simmons for a 6-yard sack. Cohn and Simmons would meet in similar ways all night long. BA's Jack Lanier followed up with a tackle for loss, leading to another punt from the Vikings. The opening quarter ended after a 3-and-out from Bullock. The second quarter was a continuation of the stalemate at 0 between the two teams. BA was able to drive down to the 19-yard line. On 4th-and-2, Hubbard tried to connect with William Polk in the end zone. Polk would take a huge hit as the ball fell incomplete. After a sack by BA and a holding penalty on the Vikings, the final play of the half was a heave from FPD's Simmons that got picked off by Ike Hubbard. The first points of the game started on the first drive of the second half. First Presbyterian Day was bailed out by a defensive holding call on what would have been an incompletion on third down to keep their opening drive alive. The Vikings found themselves inside the 10-yard line when they were able to fight down to the 3 with their ground game. Simmons punched it into the end zone to put his team up 7-0. With BA's offense not able to put up any points in the first half, they needed a play to energize them. That's when Shamar Jenkins took an inside handoff and raced down the field before getting dragged down at their opponent's 21-yard line. Jenkins was heard on the sideline telling his coaches to get him the ball earlier in the game. Jenkins followed up the big run a few plays later by getting to the end zone from 9 yards out to tie up the game at 7. After trading scores, First Presbyterian Day was looking to take the lead back at the end of the third. BA's Braylon Cohn had other plans when he made a tackle for loss to move the offense in the wrong direction. FPD's Simmons would erase the negative play when he escaped the pass rush and rolled to the right to deliver a dart to the sideline extend the drive. On another third down, Simmons found Breck Griffin on a slant across the field to keep the offense on the field. Another pass to Griffin was completed on the very next play, but the ball came out and the Gators recovered it. After a brief discussion, the officials ruled that Griffin was down, so the ball stayed with the Vikings. The Bullock fans in attendance rained down a chorus of boos for the controversial call. The third quarter would end with the score being tied up at 7 and First Presbyterian Day knocking on the door of another touchdown. On the opening play of the final period, a bad snap sent the ball over Simmons' head, but he was able to recover the football and find a wide-open Benjamin McElrath for the score. The Vikings' celebration was cut short when the officials called an illegal man downfield on FPD. A few plays later on 3rd-and-goal, a pass was swatted by JT Lee to force a field goal. BA started their drive at the 36-yard line after a good return on the kickoff. Sam Hubbard picked up big yardage on a quarterback keeper to put the Gators on FPD's 33-yard line. A few plays later, Jenkins' number was called once again on a crucial third down. The Gators went to Jenkins again on an outside handoff and he was able to beat the defenders to the pylon to take the lead with just under 7 minutes to go in the game. It was up to the BA defense to get a stop and put an end to the game. The unstoppable pass rush made life tough for Major Simmons as William Polk tallied another sack for the defense. A few plays later on fourth down, Simmons rolled out and found McElrath on the sideline to keep their season alive. The very next play, the Gators forced Simmons out of the pocket with nowhere to go. Simmons tried to throw the ball to a receiver in the middle of traffic. Spencer Gallo leapt into the air for an interception that sent the Bullock Academy sidelines and fans into a frenzy. Spencer Gallo and William Polk celebrating after INT. Destiny Hartwell. The Vikings would have one last chance when they got the ball back with 2 minutes left in the game. Simmons tried to make something happen on the first play, but lost his football and fell for a big loss. After two deep shots that fell incomplete, the Vikings found themselves in a 4th-and-16 desperation situation. Simmons looked to launch the ball downfield one more time when Ike Hubbard hauled in his second interception of the game. The sideline and crowd roared in excitement as they could feel the state championship in their grasp. BA head coach Aaron Phillips talked about what the state championship means to him, his team, and the community. "Being able to play here, the house that Irk built, we run the same offense as he did," Phillips said. "We felt destined to be here this year. I'm proud of these guys. This community has been behind us all season long, and they're behind us when we are winning and when we are not winning. It has been 28 years since we won a state title. We get to bring the gold back to Westside Road." Coach Phillips fired up after game sealing INT. Destiny Hartwell. Phillips highlighted the play of his defense not just in the championship game, but all season long. "That group doesn't get enough credit," Phillips said. One of the heroes of the game, Shamar Jenkins, shared his emotions behind winning the state championship. "On the last touchdown, it was nerve-wracking," Jenkins said. "Coach called the play and I knew I had to get in the end zone and score." Jenkins talked about him telling his coaches to get him the ball. "I knew I had to have that confidence. When I told them to get me the ball, I knew I had to do something with it, so when the ball got in my hands I made it happen." BA celebrating with trophy. Destiny Hartwell. Congratulations again to the Bullock Academy Gators.